Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky in New York, and that decision to lift the suspension of usage for that single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine could happen as early as this week. And Aaron, what's the latest on this ongoing investigation?
From Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend that this pause will probably not be extended beyond Friday when the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee meets. And they could lift it while doing a number of things. They could just lift it outright and say, okay, 6 cases out of 7 million doses is, you know, whatever. They could impose some restrictions or suggest some restrictions to say, well, these are all women of childbearing age, so the vaccine should only be used in men or in older women or in some combination. So that's another option. Or they could just put the vaccine out there with a warning to say, you know, if you think you're susceptible to blood clots, consult with your physician before you end up getting this shot. So there are a number of options, and we'll see what they do when they meet on Friday.
And I know one thing that this has really caused for is, you know, some extra messaging to try to reassure the public over the efficacy and, you know, to ease some of those hesitations around getting vaccines, because this has been yet another kind of hit as people are already still a little skeptical about getting the shot in the first place.
Well, they may be, but, you know, we keep hearing from doctors that they're clamoring to get the J&J vaccine back into circulation. It's a single dose. It doesn't require any special storage or refrigeration. So it's ideal for mobile clinics to immunize people who can't otherwise get out. It's ideal for vulnerable populations who may not have time or inclination to sign up for two doses of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. So the doctors have been clamoring to get this back, and they hope to start administering it soon.
Right, and here in Southern Colorado, where we do have a number of rural communities, I mean, being able to provide a mobile vax clinic that only visits once to an area to provide vaccines, as opposed to having to circle back around 3 weeks later, really is an advantage, a benefit compared to the two-dose vaccine.
You know, and that's why some doctors were saying that even though they agreed with the decision to pause the use of the J&J vaccine, that it did represent a devastating blow to some of those rural communities and other vulnerable populations, because the message they say is that you're overwhelmingly more likely to get a blood clot or some other devastating ailment from getting COVID than you are from, you know, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So the preference still is to get vaccinated, because the country is still averaging about, 50, 60,000 new infections every day.
And what about the effort to get vaccines to younger people? You know, right now it goes down to 16 and 17-year-olds can get the Pfizer vaccine, not the other two. But what about, you know, getting vaccines to those who are 15 and younger?
Those tests are now underway. So the entire adult population, as you say, is now eligible for a shot of one vaccine or another. And that's certainly good. And half the adult population has received at least one dose. So, you know, the country's on its way. And now the move is to kids. And those tests are underway both by the companies and in, you know, clinics around the country. And we should know, I would say, in fairly short order whether the vaccines are going to be authorized for younger people.
Aaron Katursky, thank you. Of course, all of this will be helped if they now have, by Friday, the full complement of vaccines available as opposed to just two of the three. Thank you for your report.